Whoa, Wesley's drunk.
Uh-oh.
Sorry. Sorry, everybody.
Nah, man. I'm all fucking for it, bro.
I'm glad one of us are.
I'm for it.
Here, here.
Oh, yeah.
I should get some dice out.
I thought
yeah, that too.
Storm to the MAC was about to drop some fucking fresh licks on us.
Oh, yeah.
It's to the AK.
I fuck that up every time. I'm sorry.
It's like you don't even know me.
I've never been able to spell it, to be honest.
Just think about the AK, you know? It was a good day. Didn't have to use the AK.
Just think about the AK. Didn't have to use the AK. Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
I was playing that game Valheim when it came out, and I named my character after Surratt's mispronunciation of Stormak's name from episode 1.
What was it?
No, thank you. You'll have to go back and listen.
No, I want to know. What was it?
What was it? I don't even remember.
It was Snorbag.
Oh.
All right, that was fucked up. That was bad. That was bad, Surratt.
I'm smiling.
I'm smiling.
Yes, this is my amused face.
Amused boosh. Aw, yeah. How the hell is everyone doing?
Fantastic.
Still trying to get logged in.
Oh, no.
Did you forget your password?
No, apparently Roll20 forgot me.
What?
Man, that hurts.
You're not on, like, a private browsing tab or something, right?
Nope.
Hmm.
Hmm. You could roll in Discord.
Yeah.
Or you could roll real dice like John and Surratt do. Meg, you do too sometimes, right?
Yeah, you know what? Fuck y'all. I'm gonna roll real dice tonight. I got a setup here. One of our Patreons sent me a, I think I've got, like, actual full-ass, like, this module dice.
Nice.
You got Carrion Crown dice?
Full-ass dice.
Full-ass. Full-ass Carrion Crown dice. So fuck y'all, all y'all. Shout out to insert Patreon name here.
Fuck y'all, all y'all. Ass dice, full.
Yeah. Shout out.
Ass dice, always full.
Shout out, Patreon name here again. Yeah, full ass dice.
This is probably not important.
Yeah, so I'm going to roll on full Theater of the Mind if I can't figure out how to get in here. But I can roll some Carrion Crown ass dice.
Yeah.
Wesley's over there staring into a toaster.
Mind your business.
Why isn't my computer working?
Fracking toasters. Well, when we last left off, the party had finished the final day of the trial of Tim. And with glaring success, does that make sense? That's what I was going to say.
I mean, glaring success mean we fucking rocked it, yeah?
Yeah. With glaring success, you guys did really well. You nailed every roll that you had to make. And you got some good evidence and made some really good arguments. Maybe that's why prosecution didn't show up on the last day. Who knows?
Or maybe it's, what's his name? Ezrent is a bitch.
Yeah. A Divian.
Yeah. Fuck that guy.
Or maybe because he's a fucking skin stealer.
Oh. Or has had his skin stolen sometime recently.
Oh.
Maybe a little column A. Maybe a little column B.
Might make him nicer.
Who to say? Yeah, Zeke knows all about how nice Vorkstag can be.
I mean, Kendra would know. We could just ask how he felt last time she was.
Keep her name out your mouth.
I'm so sorry.
And Tim, good buddy Tim, was exonerated. That's a word, right?
Yep.
Yep.
Found innocent in the court of Leopard Stadion Law. And not long after the verdict of innocent was verdicted, the crowd went wild. They kicked everyone out of the courthouse, and the crowd outside surrounding the punishing man effigy started to lose their shit. They were not happy with the innocent's verdict. And we got a regular old riot on our hands, boys.
We got a riot!
Cue the riot music.
I'm fucking excited.
Yeah.
I love riots.
Everyone got their riot punch?
Let's start a riot. Riot.
Oh boy.
This is like my third favorite thing to do. Maybe second.
Courtroom riot.
Get your Lou Vega ass out of here.
Let me throw us on ye old courthouse map for a little visual action. The guards are preparing to barricade the front doors while the townsfolk outside are amassing with pitchforks and torches. And you look out the windows, you see people even have crossbows and like clubs, and it's almost organized. What do you do?
Are there any exits outside out of the courthouse other than the front doors?
Yes, there are the front door entrance, and then there is a side entrance with two smaller doors.
Does Sid get to act in the surprise round?
Yes. I'm going to say you've got about 5 minutes before we jump into initiative.
5 minutes? That was a fucking horrible riot. You gotta move quick.
Wait, did you say we're still in the courtroom?
I've placed you in the barracks downstairs from the courtroom.
Okay. So we've relocated.
Yeah, if you'd like to still be in the courtroom, that's okay too.
John, is Tim with us?
Tim was brought downstairs for his own safety and placed in the holding cells. No cuffs. He's a free Tim.
But in a holding cell.
Yes. The judges are in an office with guards in front of the doors. There are four guards that brought Tim down into the holding cells. Three guards next to the front entrance and one in the barracks with you. There's a couple guards on the second floor balcony. And yeah, they're just like, this crowd's getting out of control. I don't know. I think they might try and storm the courthouse. And they're trying to lock the doors. The side doors have like regular locks. And the front door has a large sort of bar across it.
Yeah, I think that Ezekiel Cain would assist in any way that he can to secure any entrances, because he probably knows where they are.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you see these guards come into the front entrance, and they are barring the front entrance. You can run and, like, make sure the side doors are locked.
Yeah, Stormak checks a side door.
Is this a back door over here next to Flora?
Yes.
Okay, double.
There and to the south.
Oh, okay.
So Zeke runs to make sure the entrances are secure. Anything from anyone else?
Yeah, Stormak takes a side door, and I think Flora took a side door. I want to make sure those are secure also.
Flora also finds and mounts Daisy.
All right.
Okay, so if Sid moves to just in front of Daisy, like, into the doorway, could he be able to cast Grease just outside of the front doors of the courtroom?
Like, outside?
Yeah, would he have a line of sight?
Totally. Not from that doorway. Like, you'd probably have to get up to a front window, like, right next to the front door. But you can get cast Grease on the squares in front of the main entrance, yeah. And yeah, everyone's inside right now, and the door is barred from the inside. And there are about six groups of 10.
Okay, in that case, can I ready to cast Grease when the doors open, if they get through the doors?
Sure. So right now, we've got a few minutes to any kind of preparations or that you guys want to do, and then we're going to roll initiative.
I can't imagine what we would do. cast spells on ourselves or something, but I don't want to fight all these people.
Yeah, I mean, Flora is still pretty damaged, but I also don't want to actually fight these people, so I don't know what to do.
Zeke will look over at Stormak and toss him a little teeny vial. I'll be like, hey, Stormak, hold on to this for when you need it.
What is this?
It'll make you punch people from a lot farther away.
Whoa.
I'm not exactly sure how to describe it, but it's long arm.
Long Whoa. Arm.
That's awesome.
He slips it into his bandolier of other potions.
All right.
And I'll drink a shield.
All right. This is going to play out like a combat. The map here is not so much necessary to be tactical or for visual aid. So you can, on your turn, absolutely cast spells, roll attacks. You can attempt to boss around the guards, or you can attempt to do diplomacy or intimidate checks on the crowd to try and disperse them.
That sounds good.
Let's go ahead and do roll for initiative. Sidriel had a 24.
Flora got a 9.
22 for Stormak.
Sorry, he's got 16 plus 8 is 24.
All right. I'm going to say the guards and the mobs are all going to be on one initiative each. They're groups of 10, and each one has a ringleader that looks a little bit better equipped and tougher. And they seem to be bossing their little groups around.
So there's 60 guys outside.
There are.
Wow. So John is using the mass combat rules before the mass combat rules got.
I'm using ass combat rules.
That sounds right.
Full ass.
Full ass combat.
Whole ass combat rules.
So, it's not really a surprise round, but Sidriel is first. You see the mob is increasingly getting closer to the front doors. And if you're kind of looking out the window, thinking about casting grease, you see that several of the people in some of these groups are carrying, like, big battering rams.
Oh, dear.
A bunch of people outside are, like, collectively carrying battering rams?
Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely. Can I cast grease in the 10-foot square right outside the big double doors out front, like on the stairs?
Yes. We'll say you'll have to get up to a window next to the door to do that.
Yeah, and then like this big 10-foot square that like leads up to the front door, including the stairs leading up to it.
All right. It's greased.
It's so greasy. Oh, it's gross.
It's fucking greasy.
I'm greasy as fuck, my man. You know what, guys? Let's just all just go home. It's greasy. I don't like it.
It's so greasy out.
My wife will be so mad.
That would be really off-putting to walk up a set of stairs and find grease.
Yeah.
Carrying a battering ram.
If you want to know, I'm specifically going with, like, half-day-old baking grease.
Ew.
The Crisco.
Not even full-on Crisco. Like, I wanted it to be, like, that... slightly smelly bacon grease.
Oh, yeah.
Like that shit.
That's the stuff.
Yeah. Sky saves that. Like, he'll make bacon in the morning, and then he's like, I'm going to use it later.
Oh, I do, too. You save that bacon grease for at least 2 days.
Ew. You guys are so gross.
That's where the flavor is, Meg.
Yeah, I just eat it with a spoon.
No. 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 That is foul, John.
Newsflash, guys are gross.
Yeah, right.
Newsflash, bacon is delicious.
All right. Sidriel cast grease outside the main entrance. Ezekiel Kane.
I'm gonna delay.
Okay.
I don't really know what to do. I kind of want to see what the fuck is going on. I'm gonna delay.
All right. Stormak.
Stormak is at the front door with the guards and perhaps near a window. Mechanically, I don't know if I can intimidate 60 people, but I'll try.
Not with that attitude.
All right. Yeah, so the way it works for these skill checks is you'll essentially roll your check, and it will be opposed by an identical check from that group's ringleader.
One 10-person group or all 60?
One 10-person group.
Okay.
So a successful check, if you beat the ringleaders, you can disperse 1d4 townsfolk.
Okay. So out of a window, Stormak yells, "You people there with the battering ram, your efforts will be wasted. You will slip and fall and make fools of yourselves. Know that you are attempting to commit an injustice. This is going against the law. Does the law not mean anything?" And he just yells out the window at them. And here's the dice roll.
Can Sid aid in the fact that he has casted grease and they can see they'll make fools of themselves?
No.
All right, here's the dice roll. That is going to be a natural 6 for a 13. Pretty intimidating these days, but that's a bad roll.
The ringleader is like, "Don't listen to him. He's some beast sympathizer. We'll show them real justice." And crowd gets riled up, and it does not appear like any of them have left.
Now I see what's going on. Can I jump in right here?
Yeah.
Is there another window that I can yell out of? You got a 5-foot step here?
Sure.
There's a window there?
Yeah. We'll say there's a window on every square of the walls.
Oh, that's nice. Ezekiel Kane will also open a window and yell out, "A just verdict has been given. You got to trust the law of the land." And he will try diplomacy.
All right.
Does that work for you?
It does.
All right, hold on. Oh, that's not great. That's 10, 18. 18 diplomacy.
Yeah. The ringleaders so far seem to be doing a pretty good job of keeping the crowd on their side.
Damn. Uh-oh.
They rolled pretty well in those two rolls.
Well, they haven't heard from Flora yet, so don't get too comfortable.
Yeah, she's super scary.
I'm scared. The guards, holding fast, they finish bringing the bar down on the door, and they're like, "Well, I hope this will hold them." And you see two different guards go set up at windows with crossbows. They're loading crossbows. And Flora is up next.
She will also find a window to shout from and be like, "They're loading crossbows in here. And those are going to kill you."
I'm telling.
Scary. Scary, Flora.
You guys are going to die. And you're ugly. Okay. I'll roll and intimidate. That's better than
my... And your mother dresses you funny.
Yeah. Oh, that's higher than my diplomacy these days. Look at that. Natural 20 for a 27.
Ooh.
Nice.
Roll a d4 for me.
Okay. 3.
You see a few of the people in one of these crowds look at each other and like, crossbows, you know what? Fuck that. I'm out. And they kind of run off. The ringleader's like, "Get back here, you cowards!" To no avail.
Oh, so it doesn't even disperse the whole group? It just disperses like a few of them?
There's 10 in each group.
Well, there's only 57 of them now. We got this. Good job.
And I sent 3 of them off with that? Jesus.
And the mob is outside chanting. They're like, "Justice! Justice! Kill the beast! Kill the beast!" And the ringleaders are like, "Hand over the beast! You bring him out and there won't have to be any more violence!" And you see one of the groups starts rushing the door with battering rams.
That greasy, greasy door.
Yeah, the stairs, too. I feel like the DC should be increased on stairs.
The stairs don't have DCs.
I mean, the grease thing. Come on, man.
Oh, I see what you're saying. We'll give it a +2. What's the reflex save on that grease?
DC 10 to move normal speed.
Alright, we'll call it, since it's on stairs, a DC 12.
Nice.
Yeah, John doesn't know dogs, but he sure knows greasy stairs.
So it actually, just to clarify, it's not a reflex save. It is a DC, in this case, 12 acrobatics check.
Oh, okay. So really it would be four of them, the four carrying the battering rams that are making this check to move through Greece. And their acrobatics.
I feel like there's an extra DC to be carrying things through.
Yeah. Plus two for that, too. Especially if you're carrying it with other people. You know how you have to kind of, like, coordinate, like, the weight of shit with, like, four other people? Come on.
It's like a three-legged race.
All right.
How hard that shit is?
We'll call it DC 14, because I love you guys.
Have you ever carried a bed up a stairs, you know, like, with the other person? Pivot!
All right. We got two passes and two fails. So they start charging with the battering ram, and two of the people slip and fall in the grease. The battering ram falls to the ground, and they're trying to pick it back up while the other two are rolling around in the grease.
And now the battering ram's all greasy.
You see the ringleaders of the groups are loading crossbows of their own and start to fire at anyone at a window.
Oh.
Come on, fuckers.
You did that on purpose.
We'll go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There's six people at six windows. We'll say you get a +2 to your AC for the window. We're going from left to right, starting with a guard.
It's a fucking strong window.
That's gonna miss. Hits the window. Ezekiel Kane, 19.
19 is a miss.
Sidriel, 22.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so Sidriel catches a crossbow bolt. We'll say to the face.
What?
just because he likes to say the face.
Damn, girl.
He's got a strong face.
Yeah.
A strong jaw, right?
All right, that's going to be 9 damage.
Ow.
9 facial damage.
Unacceptable.
20 for Stormac.
That'll hit.
With the +2?
Yep.
Ugh.
And then a 17 for the other guard is going to miss him. Let's get Stormac some damage. 4 damage for Stormac.
Alright.
Round 2, Sidriel.
So Sid is very irritated at this point.
I don't want to, like, change it, but you didn't shoot me.
What?
Did you have enough arrows to shoot everybody at the windows?
Oh, yeah, I missed you, sorry. I rolled one less. That's going to be a 19.
And not with the +2.
All right. Sorry, Sid. Go on.
Just showing off, huh, Meg?
Yep, I just really wanted to tell him no.
Okay, I was trying to be nice. How about you try that again? I explode everyone outside. And Sid readies a fireball.
Oh, I thought you didn't take fireball.
I took, Hang on. What did I take? I took...
The suspense is killing me.
Haste and fireball, with the assumption that I would be able to buy fly from somebody in some civilized world.
Because it's the last episode we released, we're going around talking about what we got, and you're like, I got haste and fly because I'm not a blast mage, I'm a pew-pew.
Fair. What I have here on my character sheet is...
There?
Haste and fireball, because get shit done.
Okay. All right. So, do you want to roll an intimidate check with that, or are you just readying fireball to blast them?
I'm just readying fireball to fuck shit up.
All right.
Really? You're gonna blast? You're gonna Sidriel?
Look, I'm not third dad. I'm here to get shit done.
Okay.
Might be their daddy, though, here in a second.
I might be. I'm just letting them know. They can make the choice to back the fuck up. Sidrio has announced to them, hey, BT Dubs, I will blow you up with a fireball. Do with that information as you will.
Right. I mean, you could roll intimidate with that. I wouldn't stop you.
I mean, sure, why not? I mean, I guess let's do it.
I got an 18.
Doesn't really seem like his MO, but,
He's not trying to intimidate people with that?
Well, Wes, before you do that, I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing. I'm just going to keep talking, trying to intimidate. You could aid me.
Oh, yeah, you could use this as an aid for Stormac, yeah?
Yeah, sure. It does feel like maybe Stormac is aiding Sidriel in this case.
Right.
Yeah.
it is.
True. Like, hey, I will blow all of you up if you don't back the fuck off. Like, hey, I mean, the stairs are greasy. I tried to give you a hint. Back the fuck off.
All right, well, I'll roll that up.
That is a... Ooh. That's a 3 on the die for a...
Oh, no.
1.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Just checking. Never know. Stormac is up next.
My friends, hear me. And he's yelling at the rioters out there. We mean you no harm, but we will defend ourselves. We wield powerful magic, and be warned, it will be used against you if you do not disperse. And there's the dice roll. Ugh. Ooh. So sad. Natural 2 for a 9.
Oh boy.
And just so we're aware, John, the fireball is being aimed 20 feet away from the center of the door.
Yeah, okay.
And if any more of them like move up on it, that fireball is just going off.
Alright. Zeke?
How far is the punishing man from the front of this courthouse?
It's say like 100 feet.
100 feet? Damn. Okay.
It's like out in the center of the town square.
If it's a thrown weapon, can you even hit that with a thrown weapon?
You're gonna take a lot of range penalties.
I know.
What weapon are you using?
4. Well, okay. Here was my plan. My plan was to grab a torch off the wall and throw it to try to ignite the punishing man so that they wouldn't have, like, they couldn't burn Tim in it because it would be on fire.
Yeah, you'd have, a -8 to your attack if that were the case?
Okay, but I'm hitting a square, right? So that's fucking doable. Is there a torch in a sconce anywhere around here?
Yeah, we'll say that.
I want to grab that torch and probably, like, run to get it, run back to the window, and then throw it next turn? How many actions am I looking at here?
I'd say you could grab it and throw it.
All right. It's worked for me. All right, here comes a thrown ranged attack. Not touch, just ranged attack. What's my ranged attack? Oh, it's +7. Okay, here we go. At a -8, that's a 12. -8, +7, so -1 is 11. Shooting at a square at the punishing man.
All right. A torch soars across the sky past the crowd, settling at the foot of the burning man, where all this broken furniture and hay and flammable shit is piled up.
They have been for days, like, stacking this thing to light on fire. I feel like it would go up.
All right, well, you see some of the kindling at the bottom of the punishing man begin to spark up. And it's the guard's turn. They are going to fire crossbows. There are 4 guards, 2 on the balcony and 2 at the windows near the front entrance, who are firing crossbows into the mob. You see 2 of them go sailing, and 2 crossbow bolts make purchase into some marauding townsfolk.
That's what you get for marauding.
One of them goes down instantly, and the other one is hitting the shoulder and runs off across the square.
Oh, okay. So damaging makes them leave as well.
Indeed. Laura, is up next.
I guess she's gonna try intimidate again because she's not sure she wants to start attacking people. But she's like, that he's gonna set you all on fire, you guys. Like, he's not kidding. He means it. He's gonna blow you up with a fireball. You've seen what that guy can do. All
right, intimidate.
Oh, that's a 3.
Oh. All right.
10. Can Daisy aid me?
I don't think it's gonna matter.
Fine.
I got a 26.
Okay. They seriously don't care that there's literally a wizard in there holding a fireball. Just
yeah. Well, it's essentially the ringleaders are like talking him back into it.
Oh my gosh.
Like, don't listen to them. They're just bluffing. We'll get the beast and they'll pay.
Oh boy.
And you see another group on the side of the building starts running up with battering rams towards the side entrance, while another group starts lifting up a large ladder towards the second floor balcony, which is right above you.
The second group came closer to me. My fireball goes off.
All right.
So
Adriel lets loose the juice.
Oh shit.
Yeah. So he moved through my 20-foot radius. So the four in front of the courthouse are all caught up in this fireball. All
right. That's what, reflex for half?
Yes. And the reflex save on that is DC 18.
Okay. All right. So Sidriel murders in cold blood.
Oh, boy.
And 19, 29, and plus 36 houndsfolk.
Yeah, absolutely cold blood. They absolutely were charging the courthouse and attempting to light people who were just proven not guilty on fire.
Can you have cold blood when you die in a fireball?
I'm on board. I you know, John, I'm with you. Like, sympathize the KKK. Gotcha.
That's a lot of people, though.
Yeah. Fuck Nazis.
Okay.
The ringleaders of those groups, I'll roll their reflex saves. The townsfolk didn't even have a chance, so I didn't even bother rolling 36 of them. One save. Three fails. They have... All right, so there's one ringleader out of those four groups still standing. Woo, doggy. And so we got 1, 2, 3 crossbow bolts from its Sid. That's a 17, a 16, and a 15.
I have how much cover?
Plus 2.
One hits.
All right. For 5 damage. And there are townsfolk littering the ground, burning, smoking, charred townsfolk. Some of the mob is trying to pick up and drag away their fallen brothers.
Their fallen brothers, huh? The brotherhood of mindless rioters.
So, at that point, 36 out of 60 are dead.
Wow.
3, 4, 5, 6 or so have been convinced to leave. And you see the ladder that is pressed up against the window leading up to the balcony. A couple guys jump down from it. The ladder falls. They start running. The people with the battering ram on the side door, they look back and see the carnage that has just been let loose. And they drop their portable ram. They put their hands up and they start looking around, and most of them run off. The one ringleader that is still by the front door, he slips in the grease on his way out, falls over like 3 times, but he's running away.
Also, I think that grease is on fire.
He's probably dead then.
Wait, I think I looked that up for another reason, and I don't think it lights it on fire.
Oh, does grease not quite catch on fire?
It does not, unfortunately.
Fair enough.
Shout out to my friend Matt, who forced me to look that up one day.
Marie!
And the crowd disperses. The ones that are left drop their pitchforks and their torches and their battering rams and their ladders, and they run off. There are screams in the air. Just like not another minute later, you see a large group of militia led by a sergeant at arms arrive at the courthouse.
I think if the rioters have left, then we probably open up the doors.
They're gonna arrest Sid.
I want to read this to you.
Oh dear.
While no one is going to blame the PCs for defending themselves, neither will significant loss of life or destruction of property be overlooked. If the PCs callously massacred the mob, parentheses, if more than 50% of the total number are killed, they are arrested by well-armed militiamen and thrown into jail.
Whoops.
How many of them died?
36.
Of?
Out of 60.
Plus?
Plus 39.
Plus 6.
In a lot of states, if there's no body, there's no crime.
Also, we gave them fair warning.
Lots of warning.
Yeah. You did.
And those three that ran away, were they of one of the groups that Sid hit? I'm reaching.
I don't think Sid's a murderer.
We have witnesses. We can hold a whole other trial.
Sid doesn't care if anybody views him as a murderer.
Yeah.
He, in Sid's eyes, he gave them an ultimatum that, hey, the court has decided. You are the ones being the violent mob right now. I'm upholding the rule of law. Step up. If you please.
Oh, they did.
Yeah.
January 6th.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
So that makes perfect sense, but we rolled poorly, so all of that's out the window with a crossbow bolt.
With a fireball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
and
what happens?
These militia.
Are they arresting all of us?
There's four.
Wait, the militia that we're inside this room defending the courthouse with.
The guards of the courthouse you're with, but it's a... The Leopardstadt militia is a sort of their own thing.
A different group.
Well, where were you when there was a riot outside? Now you come to clean up afterwards? And then I turn to the...
We only have a cop in our party. Maybe he can talk to him?
Yeah, and I turn to the... guards there, and will you not speak on our behalf?
Are you just gonna let them take us?
They're like flabbergasted, the guards next to you. They're like, I mean, we were taking pot shots with the crossbows, but we weren't trying to. We're trying to get them to disperse, not. Whoa.
You weren't trying to hurt them with firing crossbows into a crowd.
We weren't.
You thought your crossbow bolts didn't hurt?
Well, if we take out one guy, then the rest of them run. I mean, we weren't about to blow them all up. Holy crap.
I mean,
I'll blow them all up. We blew up the ones approaching the door.
More than 50% of them, looks like.
Oh, man, that's
callously.
Can't deny that fact.
So you would sit here and look them in the eyes and kill each of them, bolt by bolt. But me dispersing the crowd with taking out the ones accosting the door was too much for you?
Hey, I didn't write the book, man. The militia comes up, the sergeant at arms, a middle-aged woman, long brown hair and resplendent armor, is like... What What is the meaning of this?
Ezekiel Kane will step up.
Okay.
Good evening, ma'am. We had a riot on our hands. Things got a little carried away. Where were you guys? We could have really used you a couple minutes ago.
Yeah, well, it takes more than a couple minutes to get here. We came as soon as we heard there was trouble.
I understand. We were immediately protecting the annals of justice here after these fine townsfolk figured out that the beast is going to walk, or Tim as his name is. They decided to attack us. We immediately defended ourselves.
They were going to kill the judges. Should I go get the judges and let them, and they can tell you?
Look, self-defense or no, this is... They look around at the nearly 40 burnt, charred bodies. This is a little much.
Yeah, you must be very proud of running a town where the citizens will just rise up against your choice, because, you know, maybe next time it's you.
Well, even those citizens rising up should have been allowed a fair trial.
Please don't provoke Sid again.
Don't make him angry.
Is he the one responsible for this?
Yeah. I defended this court's decisions. I defended Tim.
Well, then perhaps you got a good lawyer. Bring him down to the cells.
No, hold on. I don't think that's going to be necessary. If anybody should be put on trial, it should be the people that ran away from here.
Yeah, well, if we catch them, they will too.
I doubt you will. They're minutes away.
Yeah.
A couple of the guards attempt to grab Sidriel.
Now, hold on, fellas. Hold on.
Flora kind of elbows her way, and she's like, hold on. No, I don't think so.
Would you like to join him?
Sid does not put up any resistance.
Right on. And they're like, you all could get out of our way, or you could join him in the cell.
You're taking me.
The sergeant-at-arms kind of nods her head to the side.
Shouldn't we find a judge? Someone of higher authority? Flora, go.
Flora and Zeke are both being accosted as well. Anyone else?
Can I strength check to pull my arm out of their grip? No!
Fuck off. Sure. Resist arrest. I love it.
Yep.
You're going to jail, Inwa!
I mean, if we're going anyway. Ooh, a natural 20 plus 3, 23.
All right. Do you break free? And the guard's like, a little help here.
Let us all calm ourselves. We are not criminals. Man, we're in a jam here. I'm not really sure if there's anything in the book that'll get us out of this.
I think we take the heat. We defend ourselves in court tomorrow.
Oh, boy. Another day of court. Didn't have enough, huh?
Stormak, so far, you're the only one not being arrested.
Stormak just stands there, and John Travolta's. He pulls a crossbow bolt out of his forehead. And he's just like... He's looking at his friends like, you know, do you want me to go with you? Like, his face is just giving you this awkward, you know, what should I do?
Sid will look at Stormak, and if we want anything we did here today to mean anything, we'll stand our time in court tomorrow.
Yeah, maybe Stormak should do some talking to people on our behalf, I guess. Stay out. Yeah.
That's what he's built for.
Stormak, get the judge.
All right, Stormak steps up. If I may, he says to the militia men, and goes to receive your weapons that you don't want to take to prison with you, or that you won't be allowed to, presumably.
They'll let Stormak take the weapons and belongings.
Sucks.
Daisy growling.
Yeah, that was Daisy growling.
It's better me than them, right?
Yeah.
One of the guards that has Flora, like, the guards that are grabbing you are the ones that you were in here with. Like, they don't, they're hesitant to even do it. And the one's like, is there anything, can Mr. Stormac take Miss Daisy as well?
Oh. Flora's like, fine. Daisy, go with Stormac.
I'll find the judges, and I'll get you out. And he looks at the militiamen. We'll solve this problem. Okay, and he's just loaded down with all these weapons. he's got his hand on, like, part of Daisy's armor or something. Come, Daisy. We'll take care of our friends. And he probably has to pull Daisy away.
We upheld the law beyond the warning.
And so, Zeke, Flora, and Sid are taken downstairs and put into cells right across from Tim, who is no longer a prisoner, who is only being held down here for his own good, and Stormac and Daisy are free to do as they please.
We're heading straight for the judges.
When you get down to the cells, Tim is like, what happened?
Flora just sits in a corner and sulks.
Some people didn't agree with your release, Tim. And they... Sometimes democracy is a hard hand.
They'll never disagree with anyone ever again.
Are they gonna burn you?
I don't think anyone's gonna get burned, Tim. Not anymore.
Not anyone else.
I'm all out of spell slots.
Not true. I've still got my arcane bond.
Arcane fire bond. Says, do you need my help?
No, Tim. I think we all just need to wait now. It'll all sort itself out in the morning.
Okay.
Just for once since we met you, I think you can relax.
Thank you for everything.
Sid then sits very nervously in the corner of his cell and just like holding his hand in his hand, like rubbing thumb, like, we're all gonna be okay.
It's gonna be fine. Oh, poor Sidriel.
And then we'll cut to Stormac, who is heading upstairs to find the judges.
That's right.
And Judge Diarmid, as well as the other two justices, are just coming out of the office that they're held up in. And the guards are like, I think everything's all right now. We're still here to keep an eye on things just in case, but should be safe. Judge Diarmid sees you, Stormac. It's like, Stormac. I'm glad to see you're all right.
He wipes the blood off of his forehead from that crossbow bolt. And he says, yes, I'll be fine. Just normal day-to-day wear and tear. My friends, however, are locked up below us.
My word.
This will not stand.
What happened? What did they do?
The rioters. We warned them repeatedly. Do not cross a wizard. And he looks to the guards. You were there. You saw.
I mean, they warned him, yeah. Your Honor, the kid blew up like 40 dudes. I see.
60 men armed with weapons were outside your door, coming to kill you, and we stopped them. Do you see that?
They were coming to kill me.
Who's to say?
Nah, kill you. Kill someone else.
It sounded like they just wanted the beast. One of the guards speaks up.
Is that any better? Sorry, I'm not there.
Did you not just give the beast, who you call the beast, who we know as Tim, did you not just give him his life, his freedom?
Yeah, I mean, they were, I mean, you say they had weapons, but they had, like, sticks and torches. I mean, they weren't exactly well-armed.
Where does one draw the line?
We could have protected them. We could have protected everyone. I don't think it had to come to that. That's just my two cents, though. And the judge, Dermot, is kind of silent, listening to you guys.
Yeah, I'm in a jam here. I kind of agree with you. Stormak probably does too, but here we are.
Stormak, why aren't you coming to my office? You can bring Miss Daisy as well.
All right, we do. Come, Daisy.
She shuts the door behind you guys and sits down at her desk. And first off, I would like to thank you for all that you have done for the defendant. If it weren't for you, what was it, Tim?
That's right.
He very well may met an early end for no good reason. You saw to it that he got a fair trial. And that is exactly what I asked of you. From what I've seen, I can tell that you and your friends are good people. And when backed into a corner in the heat of the moment, can all get a little overzealous sometimes. I don't exactly agree with the choice to throw a fireball into the crowd of townsfolk.
Sormac does not laugh.
No.
Get fucked!
And I have a feeling that the other justices would not quite agree either if this goes to trial.
If I may say, on behalf of my friend Sidriel, he has been going through some stuff lately. And we have experienced many challenges. Please take all of that into account.
He's been going through some stuff.
Now, I don't believe I can do anything in the courtroom for your friends. But I may have some friends of my own that I could contact. Maybe able to pull some strings. You must give me the evening, and I'll see what I can do.
Yes, ma'am.
The most ridiculous situation.
He's going through some stuff. That's so funny.
Best defense you've got for it.
In the meantime, perhaps I could collect our payment.
Get everyone's money.
Let me just bail.
Yeah.
Stormac disappears.
John, can I change alignments?
You still gotta be lawful.
I'm kidding, of course.
Let's see. Sidriel moves down one step.
Down in what axis? If anything, he's moved up on the lawful axis.
Chaotic.
Lawful evil.
With the fuck undead, there is no back, takesies, backsies. And, no, the court has made a decision. We'll blow you up if you disagree with it.
I'm just making sure there's nothing else hanging over our heads in the way of getting paid.
You mean, like, reparations and funeral fees?
No.
Well, we haven't tried yet, so yeah. And we won.
I feel like that's enough to level anyway.
Yeah, like, just grind on villagers for
a day. Fair enough. That was 36 kills. Sid's bringing in the high score.
Yeah.
Pretty sure that's a whole different crime.
I believe it actually says that you get zero experience for dead townsfolk.
Whatever. It doesn't say that. You're stretching.
No, I'm fine trying to find it.
Have you considered that the townsfolk should have not been bitches?
So, How many experience points the PCs earn for defending the courthouse depends on how they conduct themselves against the mob. Award the normal experience for defeating the ringleaders, though these awards are halved if the ringleaders are killed. The PCs gain no experience for defeating or killing the townsfolk. If the PCs disperse the mob on their own before the militia arrived, award them 1,200 experience.
God damn it.
If the PCs manage to disperse the mob without killing a single townsfolk or ringleader, award them an additional 2,400 experience.
God damn it.
These rewards are for primarily good or neutral characters. A predominantly evil party might get full experience for violently repelling and destroying the mob after the first attack.
Amazing.
I mean, that's just going on a good evil axis. We're on the lawful chaotic axis.
So you did disperse them before the militia showed up.
Lawfully. We were in a group where they were shooting arrows at these folks.
Yeah.
Not blunt arrows, I might add. They were murdering them. William.
Hey.
Sid specifically carries blunt arrows to not kill folks when that's important.
Yep.
None of these townsfolk did. We were existing on the lawful axis.
Save it for the judge.
Okay, what happens? What do we do? What's
so, going on? Oh yeah, she will give you your money. She's going to hold on to the payment for the rest of the party, though. She said she would match Lorimer's payment to you guys. So that was 100 platinum each?
That's right.
Yes.
So she gives Stormac 100 platinum pieces, and she says, please come back in the morning. I will contact my constituents, and perhaps I can pull some strings to help your friends out of this sticky situation.
Probably a different word, but that's okay.
What?
Constituents?
No?
No?
Is she an elected official?
Yes.
I mean, would she be reaching out to the people that she's responsible for? Or like...
How many of them are left?
Thank you, okay. Judge. I will be back in the morning. Thank you for everything you can do. We, of course, appreciate you. And he urges Daisy out the door.
All right. What does Stormac do for the night?
I don't want to go back to Oslin's and freak him out, so I'm going to head over to the Temple of Torek.
All right. You bring Daisy over there with you?
Yeah, I do.
She's close enough with you that she follows you, no problem. And right, you come up to the Temple of Torag, and you know it's starting to get later in the evening. You see the smoke and the glow of the forge. You hear hammers going.
I smile, of course, despite my allies and friends being locked up. Head in there.
Bolin Proudspark sees you and... as he's hammering down something on an anvil, and he sets his hammer down.
Stormac! So good to see you. I'm glad to see you're not 6 feet under. You've been in a lot of trouble lately.
Yes, the trouble never stops, it seems. My friends have found their way into a cell. We were trying to defend the courthouse. Oh, well, it's a crazy story, but I was hoping my friend Daisy here and I could spend the night here.
Of course.
I'll tell you all about it.
Yes, of course. Let me get some food and water for her, and perhaps you would break bread with me tonight. You could tell me all about it.
Yes, Father.
Yeah. He gathers some bits and pieces of food and like a bowl of water for Daisy, and he will take Stormac and her in for the night and start cooking up some dinner. And I kind of want to leave it there.
All right.
Fair enough. Well, fuck them peasants.
Good job, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, well done, team.
Killed a bunch of peasants.
I am the law.
Fucking nuked them.
Man, Judge Sid.
My God.
Look, he's going through some stuff.
Apparently.
It's all good.
It's been established.
Crazy as fuck, my man.